DuPont, Washington may look like a peaceful suburb outside of Tacoma, but it just went through a bitter mayor's race with a kind of mudslinging that divided the community. The main reason for the dust-up? Warehouses. Too many of them. Joshua McNichols from member station KUOW has the story of a town trying to find its place in the tech economy.
Maybe it's DuPont's proximity to the major north-south interstate or its location between Seattle and Portland, but warehouse developers really like DuPont. Amazon, IKEA, Pier 1, FedEx, they all have major warehouses here. Mike Quartz shows me yet another facility under construction.
They're pouring the foundation in there right now.
Mike Quartz used to be the mayor of DuPont, and he liked the income warehouses brought to the city. He earned the nickname Concrete Quartz. People called his planning director Warehouse Wilson. But Quartz's support for warehouses wound up costing him his job.
You know, my residents are not excited about distribution centers. I don't blame them. I understand that. But it is part of the world we live in now.
But not the world DuPont planned for itself. Built next to a large military base, DuPont was a popular destination for troops looking for a family-friendly place to settle down. Back in the 1990s, leaders wanted to expand the city's economy to include well-paying, high-tech jobs. They built new neighborhoods with a gleaming new state-of-the-art campus for chipmaker Intel at the center. They were going to locate 5,000 employees there. But technology can change fast. The iPhone took off, and laptops with their Intel chips tanked. Intel killed plans for its DuPont campus, and the landlord couldn't find another long-term tenant. Quartz says the reason is obvious. Young workers want to work in cities.
Because everybody wants to be where the cool kids are. Nobody wants to come down here to the burbs.
In DuPont, the Intel building sat mostly vacant for 20 years. Finally, the developer tore them down a couple years ago. They're building another warehouse in its place. For DuPont resident Jen McDonald, the demolition of the Intel building was a turning point.
It felt a little bit like the point of no return.
It seemed to McDonald that the city was greenlighting every warehouse development that came before it. Under Mayor Quartz's administration, DuPont grew enough warehouses to cover 35 football fields, more than 2 million square feet.
A few of them were fine, I guess, a couple maybe. But the most recent one that popped in, all of a sudden the trees disappeared. And all of a sudden it felt like you're not living in a neighborhood anymore. You're living next to, gosh, a parking lot.
This disagreement about how many warehouses are too many was at the center of the recent mayor's race. Ron Frederick challenged Mayor Quartz. He was one of many citizens who pooled money to hire a lawyer to fight off several warehouses. He showed me the spot where one of them would have gone.
So the entire area here is infused with historical and ecological and archaeological artifacts. Now, right in this area that we're walking through, as we go down the trail, there was a developer that wanted to build a warehouse here.
Right here?
Right here.
In the forest on this archaeological site?
Yep. The archaeological historical marker, which is up here to the down the trail that way a little bit, would have been in the center of a warehouse.
At campaign events, Frederick said DuPont needed to stop with the warehouses. He warned of 18-wheel trucks barreling past schools. His campaign ads focused on protecting DuPont's quality of life.
Don't bury everything I cherish about it under warehouses.
Mike Quartz told voters that he cared about DuPont too, but it wasn't enough.
What happened in the last election?
Oh, I got smoked. I got beat up.
Frederick beat him 65-35%. Quartz left his job feeling scapegoated for changes to the economy outside his control, like the rise of e-commerce and the warehouses that fuel the industry.
When we live in this society where you can have 3 Amazon trucks come to your house every single day, they all come from somewhere. They come from places like this.
As for Frederick, he's trying to project calm after a divisive election. He waves away the previous mayor's accusation that he's set on tearing down warehouses already built. But as new warehouse proposals roll in, Mayor Frederick says they'll get the thorough review they deserve. For Here and Now, I'm Joshua McNichols.